Hello and welcome to episode 7 of Foot Focus. I'm your host, Steve Stokes, and today I'm joined by pod regular on the Rob. Rob, how's life in Manchester today?
It's good, thanks. It's wet, it's rainy, and and I'm balls deep in FIFA, as always. 158 swap tokens or whatever it is we're grinding. So yeah, same old same. Not much new. How are you, Steve? You okay?
Rob, I'm touched. Thanks for asking.
You're welcome.
It's almost like you care.
I do.
Okay, so along with Rob on this week's show, we've got somebody else making their debut. And this is somebody that you may be familiar with from Twitch. If you're not, definitely recommend that you check out his streams. It's number one world. It's Bugs. Bugs, how are you?
Hey, thanks for having me. I watched your last podcast, so I want to make sure I say this. How are you doing?
See, Rob, that's how you do it. Did you hear that? There was sincerity in the voice. It really is like he does care.
Yeah, there's a difference.
Well, as you do ask, I'll tell you. I'm very well, thanks, Bugs. I've got a slight twinge of back pain, but nothing serious. So, I'm not convinced you do care, do you?
I'm looking right at you. I don't know if you can see you can't see my monitor, but my eyes are locked onto your eyes. And I actually relate. I got some, back pain too. So I want to hear your story.
I don't care.
Fine. Right, let's move on. We're recording this podcast literally straight after the England-USA game. And Bugs, I would imagine that you're fairly happy with the result. What are you thinking right now?
USA! USA! USA!
Could a response be any more American?
No.
I mean, listen, I had to sit as my chat told me how many goals we were going to lose by. 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. No, I'm not happy with the result. I think we should have absolutely won. I don't think any of our players are happy. I think they could taste blood, and I think we should have went for it. But no, we'll see. We control our own future. We control our own fate. We just got to beat Iran next.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's fair. Can't argue. I tweeted just after the game that basically I think that England kind of stole 2 points off you. You really deserved all three. How did you see it, Robert?
No, I have to agree. I think we were lucky to go in at half-time 0-0. Second half, it was a boring game. I mean, I'll start with the negative. We were poor, very flat, one tempo. But to give USA the credit, they were decent. They pressed well. I thought they ran the midfield. Tyler Adams, Leeds United's finest.
Yeah.
He was pretty incredible.
I mean, he keeps impressing. Yeah. He keeps getting better.
He does.
Each game, he keeps getting better, really.
His quality. He's
starting to look like a smart signing because you didn't pay much for him, did you? Was it about 20 million?
No, I think it was about 25, I think. 20, 25. But, I'm waiting for now. City next summer will probably have him for 30 mil and give us Calvin Phillips back in two pieces or whatever he comes in these days. But, yeah, no, he's a proper leader, Tyler. I like him. I told you before, I think when his first interview at Leeds, I could just tell he was about it. He looked like he had bollocks, and the way he spoke, he's confident. He's fearless. He's only 23. I like him a lot. So in a weird way, obviously, I didn't enjoy us drawing that game, but I did enjoy his performance. And they look a good side, America. They look a hard side to beat. So I think for us, just put it behind us, move on to the next one, really.
Well, yes, it's made things exciting for the last round. I think England go through if they just avoid defeat against Wales. USA go through if they beat Iran. And Wales go through if they beat England and it's a draw between Iran and the USA. Or they beat England by four goals.
By like four?
By four goals, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, as bad as England were tonight, it's pretty hard to imagine that happening.
I mean, obviously, as a US fan, I was rooting for a 0-0, 0-0 in Iran-Wales. And it looked like we had it. Looked like it was all done. And I don't know, the Wales goalkeeper came out with like a Cobra Kai karate kick in the middle of the field. Did you guys see that?
Yeah, it was crazy. You know, he took his head off.
Yeah, he caught him.
I don't know what, I mean, what goes through your mind as, I don't know, but.
I mean, believe it or not, the BBC did actually have Ashley Williams, the ex-Wales defender, on doing their summarising and what have you. And he did say that. He said that in the summary afterwards. He said, well, yeah, look, he's definitely caught him. It's like, how big an understatement is that? He's caught him. He nearly killed him.
He did.
It was nasty.
Iran deserved it, though. Wales were terrible.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Yeah, Wales are starting to look a bit of a spent force, I think, aren't they?
Yeah, it was deserved points.
Yeah.
Well, somebody who's most definitely not a spent force is you, Bugs. You clinched promotion to the Elite Division this week, I think.
Yes. I think it only took, you know, a few games, got on that win streak, and then really, really got cooking, and now we're in Elite, you know, with all these other pros, I guess.
Oh yeah, big time now.
I mean, I'm in Elite every season, so it's expected. I'm happy to be there, but it's expected.
Well, we'd expect nothing less of number one world.
Yeah, of course. As number one world, that's what people expect of you. And I do want to say this really quick, just so I can go on record. NA FIFA is a lot harder than EU FIFA.
Nah.
Oh god, here we go.
I'm telling you, I was in London. I was in London these last the couple weeks ago for a few days. I want to say this. I'm not saying anything about the pros. Obviously, the pros are outstanding, the best, or some of the best. But all I'm saying is there's too many people that play in UK or Europe. I guess I can't put them in one after I learned what Brexit is. But that's the player pool is too wide.
I did hear that Rob had been taking you through Brexit. Sorry about that.
Yes, and so now that I've learned it, I don't think I can put them together. I used to just say Europe. And I thought I was covering everything, but I guess not anymore.
Well, as I was saying, somebody just this week, we are an educational podcast.
We are, yeah.
Yeah, no, I've already learned a lot, and I can walk out of here saying I learned something new today.
Well, going back to your get against the Elite Division, Bugs, I think I caught some of it, actually, your stream when you did get promoted, and I think it's pretty fair to say that you were quite amped about it, right?
I like when I play FIFA, you know, I play just to have fun. And, you know, you got the chat ripping into me if I ever slip up. So they were saying all those nasty stuff that you heard. Nasty, nasty stuff. All that, you know, that I'm 5'1", you know, I'm 6'6", minus a few. But yeah, so I just had to, I always let the chat know. If they're going to chirp me, I'm going to chirp them right back. And they owed me an apology. But yeah, I was happy. I wasn't mad. I was happy.
You're definitely psyched.
Psyched, yeah.
Okay, well, without further ado, let's have a quick listen to that glorious, I think it's safe to call it an underdog speech, right? Let's check it out.
I'm huge! And y'all owe me an apology. Right now. Y'all been hating since day one. Bugs, you're too ugly. Bugs, you're not strong enough, you're not fast enough, you're not quick enough, you're washed, you're finished, you're too ugly, you can't read higher than a fifth grade level, you don't have what it takes to get into the Elite Division, you're only 5'1", you only wear a size 7, you'll never make it, you owe me an apology, each and every one of you, cause we in it. Play my theme music.
Wow, pretty impressive. Rob, was that pretty much your reaction when you got promoted to Elite?
My channel is the home of dead reactions, so I probably just went, Elite.
Elite? But, all right. Wait, so Elite in Europe, though, right? That's like Division 4 or 5, NA?
Nah. The Elite in Europe's different. You're in like 7, 8 Europe. Like.
Okay, right. Moving swiftly on from that, we've got this new promo out this week, the road to the World Cup, which I would have thought was already over, but there we go. What do we make of it, guys?
It doesn't make any sense, does it?
Yeah, I also agree. And I know I'm gonna get some backlash because...
Backlash? I would think so. You've just called the European player base shit.
I was saying... someone said this wasn't a live promo, and I questioned him. I was saying, what's the road to then? If it's not a live promo, why are they calling it Road to the World Cup? And I said, you know, it's 100% a live promo, but I guess EA tricked me too. So I'm not really sure what's going on either. And
it's
so
strange promo.
I mean, it's personally, I like it. I like the players. I'm looking at them right now. You know, whenever you have Mbappe and Son in a promo, I'm all for it. And you got, you know, Wijnaldum, you got Ben White, Modric, Luis Suarez, Werner. I love this lineup. I love this promo. I love the color, but the name is interesting. I don't understand why they went for Road to the World Cup, because that's...
Well, yeah, it's already gone.
Yeah, we're already in
done it. For a while now. We're in the World Cup.
That should have been 3 weeks ago.
Yeah, again, I love everything about it. The name is just a little tricky and it throws me off, but cool promo for me. I will say this. Let me throw this in. I think Mbappe, he's the best card, I think, on the game. So 5 mil, I don't think Mbappe will move that much, but...
That's the crazy thing with this game this year. It's moving very fast. You know, it's what the card's going to look like you say, in Team of the Year and even early into 2023, because some of the cards right now look very like...
Yeah, Team of the Season.
Yeah, like end game cards. There is a lot of people talking about the game seems to be moving at a lot faster pace, and I know that leads a lot of people to be saying things like it'll be dead by Feb and all that sort of thing. But yeah, it is moving fast. I mean, even my team's got one gold card in it.
I think this year we will, for the first time ever in FIFA, see a card above 99. They don't have any room, and they can't go backwards with their promos, right? They can't release a promo that is worse than the last promo.
Well, you say that, but last year they released the silver. Do you remember the silver
promo?
That's
true. That's true. Yeah, I would say instead of like an off week, they kind of just threw that in. I wouldn't call that a main promo, but it is. Yeah, you are right. It was a promo where they did throw out silver, and then also like that Adidas ones. I would classify those as kind of like off week instead of no content. They kind of just threw a little something out there.
They were quite bad. So you think we'll see like a 112 Chiesa or something like that?
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't throw Chiesa in there, but. Yeah, I think, I don't know if it's going to go 112. I don't know if we're just going to just go to 100, but I think this year we see a card above 99 for the first time ever.
I think it'd break the game, to be honest with you, Bugs. I don't think, could it deal with 3 digits? Could sites like FUTBIN handle 3 digits?
They're good with numbers though, aren't they? Look at the weekend league counter that they recently added. Fantastic piece of kit.
It works perfect. Perfect.
Yeah,
as long as you don't lose... right, which I don't remember last time I've lost.
Yeah.
It shows the correct numbers. So for me, it always just says 20 and then a zero at the end of it.
Oh yeah, for sure. Yeah. Right. Well, before we leave the Road to the World Cup promo, there is one fairly interesting card, which is an objective card. So I suppose there's not much point in talking about it.
Whoa! Hang on. Slow down. Slow down, son. I know what you're going to say.
You do?
You're going to talk about me and objectives cards, aren't you?
Well, it's a well-known fact that you hate them, Rob.
Well, do you know what? Last week, I was like a heroin addict. Can I say heroin addict?
Well, yeah, that, I mean, last week, quite a lot of our listeners are.
Yeah, possibly. Yeah. Gets me through the week. Last week, I went absolutely mental and did Aaron Ramsey. I did the two South Korean lads, the two Ghanaians, and the Canadian boys, Buchanan. But yeah, I've gone mad, but I'm not doing him because I can't be arsed. I've had enough squad battles and messing around and scissor kicks with Uruguayans from Germany and all that. Yeah, nah, I'm done. Have you ever met a Uruguayan from Germany? But yeah, I'm not doing Carl Toko Akambi, sorry.
You mentioned that you did the Canadian objectives cards. Have you used the... Tajon Buchanan, I think it's called. Have you used that one? And how have you found him? Because I was singing his praises in the Discord this week.
Yes, Steve, I used Tajon Buchanan in squad battles. And I could just tell he was a good card. And I think I'll put him on the bench. He seems quick. And yeah, I thought they all were. The Gyasi, the Ghanaian, and Kim Dong.
Careful.
Long Shlong? No, I don't know. They all felt good.
Yeah, he's got the Dong's got that 5-star weak foot. I like Buchanan. I use him on my RTG.
All right, okay. And whereabouts do you play him?
Midfield, CDM.
Smart man.
I think that's his best, well, not CDM, but CM, CDM, I think are his two best spots. I think you maybe can get away playing him forward. I wouldn't personally. But no, yeah, it's a good, any free card that can get into a team is a big win.
Well, yeah, I mean, I absolutely love him. And I've been playing him in some of my squads on Zero Chemistry, and it's fantastic. He reminds me a lot, actually, of a taller version of Kante from previous years.
Yeah, and we've actually seen, at least for me, a huge fall off in Kante. I don't think I've played him once this year.
Canada are better than USA as well, aren't they? So it's natural that he'll be good.
Just like generally superior, Rob?
Yeah, everything like football, hockey, basketball, baseball. Yeah.
And I just have to sit here and take this?
Well, I mean, technically you started it by insulting all of the European FIFA players.
All right, fine. That's fair, you're right. Well, I didn't start anything with Canada. Why are you guys bringing Canada into this? Are either of you Canadian?
Buchanan is.
Nailed it.
We'll let Buchanan speak.
My friend Tayshaun Buchanan. Best player in the game.
Yep, he's outstanding.
You're talking like you're from Duluth out of Fargo, like oat.
That's Canadian. Oot. Right, moving on quickly before we offend all of our Canadian listeners as well. We've got a flashback Messi card.
Just what we all needed and wanted and asked for.
We've had CR7, we've had Neymar, and now we've got the flashback Messi. What do you guys make of it? Is it a card that you think you might do, or is it something that you'll give it a miss?
For me, I 100% will do them for content. I'm looking at the footbin price, 314,000, give or take. And his gold card is 60K now?
Yeah, it's around 60.
Just with the eye test, I would pass. But we've seen with these flashback cards, specifically Neymar, sometimes they play a lot better than their stats. So I would have to play with him in game to see if he's worthy of a huge price tag.
Well, yeah, and that's a very fair point, because I did the flashback Neymar last year and used him pretty much until the end of the game. And, you know, maybe it was just me, but I swore blind that he was actually better than the gold card. Rob, do you think you'll be doing this Messi?
It's a tricky one. The pace is great. The agility, 98 agility, 97 balance. He's clearly going to be very, very good on the ball. I don't like 82 finishing, though. But it is Messi. People are just going to do it because it's Messi. Am I going to do it? I feel like it's one of those cards where you think you won't, and then you're messing with your team in a week's time, and you think, oh, he'll be perfect, and you end up doing him. It looks decent enough, looks quite good, but I don't know. I'm just a bit meh with that one.
Yeah, I hear what you're saying, Rob. It's a tough one to call, isn't it? I'm sure by the time the pod's out, we'll have had a few reviews and what have you. That's how I would urge people to go. But I don't know, Bugs, it's pretty difficult to make a case for spending that much on an untradeable flashback card when you can get his regular gold card so much cheaper, right?
Again, yeah, I think the only case you can make is if he plays above those stats in-game.
Or if you're a Messi fanboy, right?
Well, yeah, if you're a Messi fan, yeah, 100% you do it. But yeah, but in terms of, does this guy make my team? Do I throw all that money in there? I don't know yet. I would wait and watch some reviews.
The case is the pace, isn't it? Because...
Yep, pace is king again with that last update.
Yeah, his gold card's got 76 sprint speed. This has got 88. But you're right. It's mainly pace. The agility and balance are better. But you're right. It's a good point. The gold. But yeah, they're just going to lean on pace, and the fact it's Messi and a flashback, people are going to do it.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And it shows you what the FIFA community really, really values, right? They value pace, not dribbling.
Well, the new patch is all pace.
Yep. Pace is king again.
Yeah.
And I mean, I can remember Messi during this era, and to be honest with you, looking at some of those stats, especially pace, I think they've done him a bit dirty there, to be honest, because he was pretty nimble. He was pretty quick when he was a younger man, Messi.
70 penalties as well, 82 finishing. Yeah, I don't know, a bit random. It's a bit random.
Yeah, okay. In the immortal words of Ned Flanders, yes, indeedly doodly. Something that isn't a bit random is the World Cup hero Morientes card. Now, this is a card where we won't have to rely on the eye test because I did it on one account and I actually loved it so much. I think I did it on a couple of other accounts. It is, for the price, a fantastic card. The stats are great all round. You put a hunter on it, it sorts out his pace problem. You know, as you guys were just saying there with the new patch, pace being king. His positioning, let's forget about his finishing, which is just pretty much immaculate. He doesn't like to miss. But his attack positioning is superb. It's as good as I've seen on any card, certainly this FIFA, maybe in other FIFAs as well. Some of the runs that he makes are just super, super smart. And it's a card that I've really loved. How about you guys? Do you think you'll be doing him at that price as well?
I've got a big striker overload at the moment, so I won't do it just because of that. But I used his original hero card, and it was brilliant. So, yeah, I like that card. I don't know why he's wearing half a GIMP mask on his picture, but maybe that's an extra selling point. I don't know. but, yeah, I like it. It looks good. I trust your word as well, Steve. If you tell me he's good, then I believe you because I love you.
Yeah, I think pre-patch, you see this in every single person's team. You give him that chemistry style. Yep, he becomes lengthy. His original hero was great. I think this, like you said, you're loving this card. Absolutely still viable. I'll use him. I'll put him into my team and I'll give him a try. But I think right now you said you're loving him. I think this is still a really solid card. 160K is not a bad. That's not bad value for me.
Absolutely. And yeah, as I said earlier, I can definitely recommend this card. If you are looking for a solid striker, get him in your team. He's not going to cost you a fortune. Right, before we move on from strikers, let's just very briefly discuss the World Cup icon, Robin van Persie. Kind of a similar card to Morientes in a lot of ways. What do you make of this one, Rob?
Well, he scored one of the best headers you've ever seen in football, and he's jumping 68 and his heading accuracy 79, so they've done him a bit dirty there.
Well, yeah, I remember the goal against Spain in 2014.
Yeah, for Holland, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Again, I don't know, 6'2", 74 balance. I've got, no, it's not, again, it looks all right. The finishing's good. I'm sure, I think a card like this for me is a bit more of a, did you love him in real life? You know, if you, I don't know, Man United fans seem to love him and Holland fans, so I won't do it, but I think it's all right. It's probably overpriced. And like you said, I think I prefer heroes to icons this year.
Well, yeah, definitely give you better links chemistry-wise. Bugs?
Yeah, no, I agree. If you love them, you do them. But for 300,000 and about the same stats as that Morientes card for 160K, and heroes give better links, icons aren't great with links. Cool card design, though. If you like that, but yeah, if you like them, do them. But other than that, I don't see much value at 300,000.
Yeah, no, I think that's pretty fair. Something where I did see some good value this week was in a little clip that I'm about to play for you guys, and it's taken from. It seems to be the latest fashion these days in foot. Maybe because it's really easy content to do your thoughts on another video, and this week there was a video recorded by Matt HD Gamer where he came out with a, for me, bit of a strange conspiracy theory. And, you're going to need to open your minds real wide for this one, I think. But oddly enough, Nepenthes picked this up and ran with it pretty spectacularly. To me, it's... Well, I don't want to say too much, okay? Let's just listen to the clip.
The launch of this FIFA, a lot of other content creators have agreed with me here, and I really felt this since the day, probably the few weeks prior, maybe month prior. Am I the only one who felt like EA really took a backseat in the hype of launching this FIFA? I've not seen a lesser amount of hype, or maybe even, like, I guess, advertisement towards the new FIFA launching. And some people are saying that maybe that could be because the next FIFA, they own those rights and it's not going to be FIFA. That's when they'll pump a lot more hype into it. But I think a lot of people feeling that with this FIFA.
And the only reason why I can think is because EA want to discourage people from the FIFA brand. Because if I say to you, I'm playing FIFA 23, you know exactly what I'm talking about. If I say to you, I'm playing EA Sports FC 24, you haven't got a clue what I'm talking about. So whoever gets the rights to FIFA next year, whether that's 2K or some other company that comes in and becomes part of it, if you're playing FIFA 2K24, right, EA want you to think, oh, FIFA? No, screw that game. Let's try this EA Sports FC thing, right? And on that note, I feel like there's a lot of bad faith for the FIFA brand going on here to discourage people from playing it and buying it next year so that EA Sports FC flourishes. I'm sure that maybe that's not the truth, but that's at least a perception, right? And I think we've all been in and around the industry enough to know that the perception is more important than the truth, right? And the way EA are currently going about FIFA 23 is that it seems like to the masses, they are trying to discourage people from playing this game.
So, yeah, there we have it. He did actually say that perception is more important than the truth. Leaving that aside for a moment, just to paraphrase what he's seemingly saying there, is that EA are intentionally sabotaging this year's game. They're making people hate it because they're losing they won't be able to use the FIFA name on next year's game. As he says, it'll be EA Sports FC. So the idea of Matt and Nep is that EA are intentionally making this a bad game because then next year, if for instance 2K get the FIFA name, the player base, because they are absolute morons, I presume, won't cotton on that there's a separate company making it and EA are still making EA Sports FC. They'll think, oh God, no, FIFA, what an awful game. I'm not playing that. I'm going to go and try this EA Sports Football Club thing because that's not fucking FIFA.
I'm going to use that line with the missus. Perception is more important than the truth. But I thought when I first heard it, I thought it was interesting, an interesting take, but I think it's bollocks. That's my opinion on it. Someone in my Discord pointed out they actually think that this idea that the game's not been promoted at all he said he thinks it's bollocks. It's been everywhere, and I agree. I've seen it on TV and I see it on YouTube all the time. I don't think there's this lack of pushing the game that they talk about, and no, I disagree. I think they're just I don't know why I give up with these. These content creating moans and whinges, I don't know.
To me, it's mind blowing. People can't actually listen to what they say, because surely if they did, you'd stop listening. It's such a load of Bugs, what are your thoughts, mate?
Yeah, well, whatever it is, obviously I can only speak for my experience on my behalf, and for me, it hasn't been anything like that. When I was, again, going back to when I was in London, I saw pretty much FIFA billboards everywhere. They were on like buses, they were on, it was on TV, commercials, at football games. I've loved the game this year. I think the game's been great. I think they've done a great job so far, personally.
But, I mean, why do people listen to that kind of shit?
Something I've learned is there's 8 billion people in this world? There's always someone dumb enough, but...
Well, yeah, there's always one, right? It reminds me of that old Einstein quote, right? Einstein supposedly said, two things are infinite, the universe and human stupidity, and I'm not too sure about the universe.
Yeah, no, I agree. I agree with Albert in this situation. But I also believe that, anything is possible, but... Like I said, for me, that hasn't been my experience at all. And I mean, if you think about it, like from a business side, it doesn't really make sense either.
No, it's complete horseshit.
Maybe. I don't know.
Very diplomatic.
They are going to have a little battle on the hands to, there is a point in there about people just saying, oh, FIFA. A lot of very casual people will just still buy FIFA. They
that
won't
is true.
Know. But to say that they're sabotaging it now in prep for that, to me, is nonsense. But yeah, this spotlight that these people are shining on this game, because it's their full-time job, and I'm not knocking that, and that's absolutely fine, but people are analysing the game so heavily, constantly, all the time, every minute of every day, you know. And I think that's where the problem comes from. People, I don't know what they expect. I don't know what they want. I know there's problems in this game. I'm not naive enough to think there isn't, but I'm not sure what these top-end content creators are after when it comes to the game.
Money, Rob. Filthy, dirty money. They want, you know, understandably so. We all have to make a living, do it in different ways. But, yeah, they want clicks, don't they? And, you know, the more clicks they get, the more adverts they can show on their channel. The more adverts that are shown on the channel, the more products that are bought, the more the capitalist wheel keeps going around. So really what I want to say to wrap that up is thank you for your immense service, Matt HD Gamer and NEP. No sarcasm there at all. Bugs, something that I'd like to ask you, because I do watch your Twitch streams, and I do really, really enjoy them. Not just blowing smoke up your ass because you're here. I obviously knew you before we got you on here, and that was through watching your Twitch streams. And you do try and do things that are original. You do try and think outside the box, and you do basically try and be a bit more creative. And that's what I want to ask you, really. Do you think that YouTube has just kind of given up? It's just taking the option that's easiest all the time. There's no effort, there's no attempt to be creative. It's just recycling the same old easy crap, basically.
When I first started creating, it's, I don't know, for me it felt like a lot of the energy was negative, not like from like the viewpoint on FIFA, which, like you said, there is stuff wrong with the game, but we all turn it on, the game on every day. So like there's a lot of things right with it. So I just kind of try to enjoy it as much as I can and, you know, be myself when I'm doing it. And just the main point is just having fun, being myself while I'm playing the video game. Obviously, I'm always trying to something from left field, put a different spin on it, because I do think that's interesting, and I enjoy coming up with ideas. I enjoy thinking about it. You know, I sit down, you know, most days and just talk with the people around me, saying, hey, like, look at this, can we do that better? How can we do this better? I mean, So yeah, there is an intentional like effort to try to, you know, put my own spin on it.
Well, yeah, absolutely. And what could be more spun than wearing pink short shorts on stream?
Yeah. So like, I had nothing, no setup. My sister-in-law, she streamed for a little bit. She had a full pink setup. So she was done streaming, and I was like, hey, you know, you mind if I just like use your stuff, turn it on and try? She said, go for it. So I have, you know, these giant pink headphones, a pink microphone, a pink keyboard, pink everything. And I didn't really start running with it until someone sent me a clip of Castro saying, the guy in the pink headphones. I was never wearing pink shorts. I don't know where you got that from. But the color pink was, yes, from my sister-in-law. And then, like I said, someone sent a clip of Castro saying, the guy in the pink headphones. So I just ran with it. Now I just wear a pink headband now. But yeah, no, so I keep the color pink because it's kind of just part of the brand now, really.
Well, I do apologize. I must have confused fantasy and reality again. It's not just you. It's a common problem. Me and pink shorts.
I mean, I've got a pink room, so
yeah, yeah. There you go.
Yeah, no, pink shorts though. I tend to have nothing on the bottom half at all, so I wouldn't wear shorts.
Yeah, no, that's honestly the proper way to do it.
Yeah,
right. One thing that I want to take a quick look at, because it's been a subject for discussion in the Discord again this week, is the subject of work rates. We were asked a question by Chop Suey, which was basically, are work rates important? And I did answer it briefly in the Discord, but I thought that would also make a really good topic for discussion on the pod. So What do you guys think? Do you pay much attention to work rates, or are there other things that are far more important than that when you're choosing a card?
So what I said in the Discord in reply to that question was that personally I don't pay that much attention to it. What I said was if you're not that great at the game, you need to look at gameplay and how you can improve in that respect. And you know, part of me thinks that if you're on 11 wins and you want 14, changing your midfield from high medium to high high is not going to get you there, is it? You've got to cut out mistakes and do better attacking things. I just think there's a bit too much focus on some of the chemistry, work rates type thing. I'm sure it can make small gains here and there, but I try not to get too caught up in it myself. I don't believe in it too much.
Yeah, no, I totally agree. I've been saying that for a while now. I don't think work rates do that much, especially because we have tactics, and I believe tactics override work rates just in general, right? You tell someone to stay back, they stay back. You tell someone to go forward, they're going to go forward. So yeah, when I'm picking out my cards, I'll look at it, right? Just to say, oh, he's high, high. Oh, he's high, medium, low, whatever he is. But if it's a card I want in the work rates, I will never not get a card I want because of their work rates. So I don't pay attention to them, never have. Most of my stuff most of when I'm playing is user controlled anyways, right? I play user like defense. I'm not letting like my AI sit there and try to defend for me. So I think maybe if you play more AI defensively, maybe it has a bigger pull. But again, I think whatever your tactics are outweigh the work rates just in general. So I don't think they matter.
Is there any point at which you would draw the line? Let's say, for instance, that Mario Balotelli got a stunning card for next to nothing. SBC costs 10K, but he's the best card in the game. Yet he has medium-low work rates as a striker. Would that worry you?
I don't care if he has none work rates. If he has good stats,
okay.
If he has good stats, I'm throwing him in the team.
Well, I pretty much agree with you guys, and I actually made a video about this last year for the Foot Academy. And what I did was I set the PC to play itself, basically, and made up two teams that all had identical ratings. And the only difference was that it was a 4-4-2 for both teams. One half of the team had low, high attacking work rates, and the other half of the team had high-low, so it was kind of like a mirror down the middle. And it dispelled a lot of myths that people carry about work rates. The biggest one being that if a card has got a low attacking work rate, they're not going to get forward and join attacks. They will, it's just that they'll behave very differently, and they won't run around and get as involved in the attack. Whereas if you've got an attacker that's got a high attacking work rate, they will be buzzing around all over the place, looking for space, looking to make runs and that kind of thing. But it's an absolute myth that if a card's got a low attacking or a low defensive work rate, it won't go forward or it won't go backwards. It will. It just won't work particularly hard when it does. So it's a good question, though, and it's a really misunderstood topic, I think. So pleased that was brought up. Right, Bugs, thanks ever so much for coming on, mate. Where can people find you?
Thank you for having me on. Great time. You can find me on twitch.tv/bugs. So live every day, 9 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 12 a.m. Eastern, or 4 a.m. UK. And then I'll go, you know, into the afternoon UK time, about 11 noon maybe.
Yeah, I normally manage to catch the last hour or two of your stream. So I'd say that you normally go until about midday, I would guess.
Yeah.
Rob, where can people find you, and can you give a good reason why they should bother looking?
Definitely can't give a reason why they should bother looking.
He doesn't wear shorts when he streams. Nude.
There we go.
No, yeah, no, that is one. That is a good reason. On the Rob on Twitch, on the Rob on Twitter. I won't bother with TikTok because it's shite.
Yeah, you all know about me by now. Surely a god, it's at the Foot Coach on Twitter, and that's about it, basically. We are so crap when it comes to socials. At least Spice isn't here to tell us how crap all of his socials are this week. Apparently he's got flu, the poor little lamb.
You know what that means, don't you? He's probably lost 2 mil this week coins on the market.
Well, hopefully he'll be back next week to tell us all about it. Right, guys, once again, thanks very much for joining us. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in. And we will be back next week with more similar stuff. So until then, bye for now.
Goodbye.
Obviously, like, did you watch the game tonight? Why?
Yeah, what do you mean? Of course I watched the game. It's the World Cup. Of course I watched the World Cup. What are you talking about the World Cup to me for? You know I didn't have a good time at the World Cup many years ago with Mick McCarthy.
Oh, sorry about that, boy. Like, you know, I just thought you might have liked the game against the United States of America kind of thing, you know?
You should be beating that team. You can't...